The votes are still being tallied in North Carolina's governor's race. Right now, Governor Pat McCrory trails Democrat Roy Cooper by more than 6,000 votes. McCrory's campaign has disputed results in 52 counties across the state alleging voter fraud. Joining me by phone now is North Carolina Republican Party Chairman Robin Hayes. Mr. Hayes, good afternoon.
Mark, good afternoon. Glad to be on with you.
Thank you. Is the state GOP supportive of the governor's election protest right now?
Absolutely. We're more than supportive. And that's based on the fact that the people of North Carolina and everywhere should be able to have complete confidence that the election was legal, that was ethical, and that the outcome is numerically correct. People must be able to trust the integrity of the system. There are so many questionable practices that have been discovered, and it began with the whole fiasco that was Durham County that came to light on Tuesday night of the election. That are we supportive? Absolutely. We're supportive to the point that it is critical that this process be handled properly. And up to this point, Roy Cooper is unfairly and incorrectly trying to create the perception through intimidation and other practices that he is the governor. He is not the governor, nor is the governor-elect, our present governor, until we can verify with complete accuracy that the election was handled properly.
Mr. Hayes, let me ask you, if the election went as well as it did for most Republican candidates around the state, if there was this kind of voter fraud, why would that be the case when things did not go so well for Governor McCrory?
That is something that will probably be discussed for years to come. The biggest thing in my mind from what I saw was the incredibly intense effort by the major newspapers in North Carolina, especially the Charlotte Observer and the Raleigh News and Observer, to create a totally false narrative about the Charlotte ordinance and the economic damage that occurred from that, which they day after day in headline after headline, from the front page to the sports page, they baked into the election process the false narrative that Governor McCrory was not doing a good job. That was media malpractice and absolutely should be unacceptable anywhere.
Okay, but what I'm asking is, if there was fraud, wouldn't that have hurt other Republican candidates as well?
It could have. But again, I'm saying there's more than just fraud when there are the discrepancies that you pointed out. The fraud has been pointed out and discovered in a number of different places, which can make up the difference of the 6,000 vote total out of the millions that were cast. But in addition to those inequities in the actual vote, the reason that McCrory was so much less than the typical GOP candidate is, again, because of that terrible, unacceptable media bias.
Well, but Mr. Hayes, how would that affect the actual votes that were cast or the votes that were counted? I mean, we're talking
that
here about...
That doesn't affect... I don't mean to be confusing you, and feel free to call me Robin. The point is, there are evidences of fraud. That's one set of circumstances. But the answer to your first question, why was there such a difference in the governor and most of the other candidates, that was the answer I was giving you about the media bias.
Okay. In terms of discrepancies, whatever form they may be alleged to have occurred in, with this vote spread actually increasing now, it was about 5,000 votes on election night. It's up to about 6,500 or so now. Is it realistic to think that there are enough discrepancies that would actually turn the outcome of this race around?
I don't think realistic is nearly as important as the fact that it is so critical that the outcome, whatever it is certifiably correct and accurate. That's the point as we look at the process now. and I might add, had the very common sense election reforms passed by the North Carolina General Assembly and signed by the governor, had they been in place, a number of the questions, including the DMV, same-day registration, a whole host of different issues would have immediately been taken off the table. The election would have been much more fair, much more easy to quantify and qualify as a fair election. So I think that's a point that people need to remember as we look through this very lengthy and expensive process.
I'm talking right now with North Carolina Republican Party Chairman Robin Hayes. We have a couple of more minutes here on All Things Considered. Can you tell me specifically where you believe the most egregious fraud occurred on Election Day or in the voting leading up to Election Day?
It's a little hard to tell. The Durham County is the most obvious area that must be recounted. There were just too many inequities that occurred from the standpoint of timing to the vote swing to the ballots being mishandled. That's number one. The other issue that has really come out of the number of write-in ballots that were paid for, a Democrat PAC in Bladen County and later found in other counties were paying people to fill in write-in ballots. In a discrepancy, somebody looked and saw hundreds of ballots that had the same handwriting on them. So this is very unfortunate. It's unacceptable. There are instances of dead people voting. There are instances of incorrect registration. Again, there's so many different things. We need to come away from this with everybody having confidence that the integrity of the system is as absolutely sound as it possibly can be.
Chairman Hayes, there is a process within North Carolina law that conceivably could allow the losing candidate, according to the Elections Board counting, to take a challenge to the state legislature to be decided. Is that something that you think could happen in this case, and would the state GOP support that if it came to that?
That's pretty hypothetical at this point. I don't actually see that happening. I think, again, if the process is certifiably fair and accurate, that removes the need to do that. There does exist the possibility that someone could legally call for another election if at the end of the process and all the different inequities and problems are examined and it's shown that there were numerous voting frauds and other incorrect issues, then I would think calling for another election would be preferable to having the legislature reverse an election. I don't think that would work very well.
And what would it take? Is there a magic number, a vote spread that you'd be comfortable with when all is said and done with the Board of Elections to say, okay, this race is over?
I think the number from the governor's race is under 10,000 for there to be a recount. But again, I am looking optimistically at the whole process of the voter canvass. And that has become, again, quite confused and time-consuming because of numerous instances of fraud. But there are only a dozen out of 100 complete. 29 canvasses will be completed today, 52 tomorrow, and a handful on Wednesday and a few on Friday. The canvass is critically important. We don't even need to think about, much less talk about, recount until the canvassing process is successfully and accurately completed.
All right. Mr. Hayes, we've got just a couple of moments left, but on a slightly different topic, before I do let you go,
sure.
I wanted to ask you, there have been reports that lawmakers might add members to the state Supreme Court during an upcoming special session and that Governor McCrory could end up appointing Republicans to give your party a 5-4 majority on the state's highest court. Is that something you could see happening?
Interestingly, the media were the first ones to publicly bring that up. And I think it was for a reverse purpose, again, the media bias. As far as the legislature bringing it up, I don't see that happening.
All right. Robin Hayes, chairman of the North Carolina Republican Party, thank you, sir, for your time this afternoon.
Mark, thank you.